Well, welcome to another episode of the Ear to the Ground show, meaning that we are talking with people that are actually in the business every single day. And I'm very pleased today to welcome back Ian Thompson. A 20-year veteran, are you now? Or is it, am
20
I allowed?
Years, 20 years, my friend. Coming up to 21 next year. Can't believe it.
Time's 20 years. But more importantly, yeah, so he is in real estate and he's a super active and highly successful specialist in the real estate market. But where he is exciting because Vancouver Island is sort of the paradise of British Columbia. I mean, it's a 300-mile-long island. You know, it's not an island. It has small towns and large towns, and it has great places to live, and it has a great ocean, and above all, it also has skiing. I mean, everything good there. So how are things on Vancouver Island?
Well, we're very lucky. Thank you, Ozzy. I think that regardless of interest rates, that's what I always say to people, that there's demand here. And you know, you talked about an island. We are an island in the Pacific. And sometimes I say that to people, and they look at me like, well, it's not Maui. But it is the Pacific. It is an island. We've got a mountain on one side and we've got the ocean on the other. And a lot of our cities are surrounded by farmland and there's no chance we'll be developing in there. And so that's why our values tend to stick. Like, they're sticky. They're not seeing big drops. And I was just thought I'd, you know, start today and go up and down the island of Victoria. You know, we've got 3,300 listings there. The real estate board reports at 25% more than last year. But prices are pretty much flat as we go up and down the island again. And in Duncan and in Nanaimo, our average price is $840,000 where I am, which is up 5% from
$840,000 for the average single family house.
Yeah, the average single family
house. As opposed to Vancouver's $2.1 million for the average single family house. So it's a deal just for that reason, that you can buy a nice house. That average house at around $800 is a good. Is that a good house?
Yeah.
What would be a luxury house?
Well, I ran some other stats, of course, on luxury home. There's a new luxury home just listed on the waterfront for $3.4 million. You know, beautiful half-acre walk-on waterfront, very rare. And that's 3.4. But the part of the market that's slow here is between $1 million and $1.5 million. Just as I picked that segment out, there's 121 homes for sale right now and only 13 sold in the last 30 days. So it's like 9 months of inventory.
Would that be in Nanaimo?
Yeah, that's just Nanaimo. Just in the city I live, 100,000, 9 months of inventory in that price point. And then, you know, you kind of sit back and think, well, why is that? And I think even with interest rates going down, you know, this year they've been high. Yeah, sure, it's almost November and they're starting to come down. But when you get that many homes on the market, and a lot of those don't have secondary suites, and that's where we sort of bump into. So now we're looking for a single family home, and it might not sound like a lot in Vancouver, but in a town of 100,000, you need somebody without the income required from a suite to be able to have $1 million mortgage, right?
Yeah.
And there just aren't that many people here. And so that kind of category, and I think that's the same up and down the island, is particularly quiet. And we're having some tough conversations with homeowners. You know, why are we doing this? And what are we going to do to make it sell, right?
The houses with the suite, are they in demand?
Oh, yeah. The houses with the suites are in demand. They have to be in demand because of the cost. The cost is high. It's not coming down. I think there were people that hoping with this many homes on the market, we'd see more price reductions, but we're interested. We're just seeing people say, I'm going to take it off the market. And as you know, motivation is always the number one thing in real estate, whether you're a buyer or seller, why am I doing this? And some of those homes, rather than getting to market value, which is less than they were hoping, they're just going to take them off the market and keep them. Now that in itself is another discussion we have to have, like, how's it going to get better next year? I asked my friend, Adam Howlick, a great mortgage broker here. His company's called Flawless Financing, what his thoughts are, you know, for next year. And I think his thought was kind of sideways, right, for the market. Not a big uptake. And you mentioned that in your video last week, didn't you, about, you know, the reduced rates.
Look, and we really have a rational market, and then we have a psychological market. And rationally speaking, interest rates are down. There's a lot of product on the market, far more. I mean, in Surrey, for instance, on the mainland, in Surrey, active listings are up a whopping 45%. You know, yours was saying 25%. Yeah. That's listings up 45%. Sales are down dramatically. I took the annualized sales from the end of September, 12 months running total. Like your Island Board also reports these, right? So the 12 months running total, you know, there were 17,700 houses sold in 2020, 2021 in that 12 month period. And from 23 to 24, it's 7,700. That's more than a 50% decline. So here we have rationally thinking, lower sales, lots of inventory. The buyers should be out in droves, right?
Yeah.
But no, we think a good market is when I pay 100,000 more than the owner really wants and fight with five other people to get it, right? That's a good market. A bad market, you know, listen, I'd keep quoting Warren Buffett, you know, when everybody's crying, you should be buying.
Right? Right.
But the reality is psychologically, we find that the buyer, and this is on the mainland, and I'd be interested in your views, but the buyer is holding back and says, you know, they're telling me interest rates are going to be down another 2% by next summer. So my monthly payment is maybe between $700 and $1,000, depending on how much my mortgage is, lower than it would be now. And that's for the next 5 years. The owner, on the other hand, thinks rates coming down, prices are going to go up. And like you said, he sits there and he says, I'm not going to put it on the market or take it off the market.
Yeah, take it off the market.
But if you have 70% of the properties are selling, and that's what I always feel about a quality realtor, you don't worry so much about the 30% that don't sell. You've got to get the property into the 70% that do sell. So what parts of the markets are selling?
Well, I think what's selling are homes that basically, is it wrong to say people can afford, you know, 600 to 750? If our average is 840, and I just got one today that I was going to share here in Central Nanaimo, good location, corner lot, which I like because of the new zoning. You know, you can put a suite in this house. It's a big house, 2,600 square feet at 799. So it's below market. And you can put a suite in.
In Vancouver, you got a good front door for that.
Well, but I think part of the challenge when a buyer goes into a house today, and this is something I wanted to talk about too, there's a great hesitation about renovation. And I think that people are, you know, busier than ever, two jobs, two incomes, kids all over the place, blended families. They don't have time to renovation. They don't have the skills a lot anymore. And maybe mom and dad are busy. So what is that left with? You're hiring people. I just listed a house in South Jinglepot and the owner spent $200,000 renovating it, getting it ready to sell. You know, long-term tenant and a whole bunch of issues, but $200,000 getting it ready to sell. Like that's a big number. And when we think of, you know, everybody gets excited and I do too, $799 for this big house in a corner. But if you're a first time buyer, you're scraping all your money together just to buy the house, right? You don't have an extra pot unless, you know, grandpa or grandma or somebody's going to chip in another $100 and so to update the house. And I think that's why a lot of these homes aren't selling. They need updating. And we've had a lot of people here use that term, do the term deferred maintenance. You know, I went to see this couple and they said, how old's your roof? Excuse me. And the lady says, 35 years old. And it's perfect. I said, well, you know what? The insurance company's not going to agree. It's great that it's not leaking.
They're like 2025, you've got to replace it, you know. So. But I mean, the other thing is too, not everybody can renovate. You know, I mean, the government wants to help us, you know, pay us extra amount of money to build this basement suite. And I think my neighbor can't cut the lawn, never mind swing a hammer, right? I mean, there's a lot of, and the costs on materials, everything has just gone through the roof in terms of what it cost to, say, 4 years ago. I know that our real estate company sold a whole bunch of pre-sale buildings. We closed on one, which was sort of a six-story walk-up building. Now, the average suites in there, now, when we sold them, but that was about 4 years ago, so everything came in at a good price. But I was talking to the builder. He says he could not rebuild that building right now for the price. He says, even if I got the full sales price, never mind the cost of actually building it, if I got the full sales price plus 10%, I couldn't replace it. So when you look at the prices on lumber, on rebar, and then the other thing is that the cities are requiring more and more things in the expectation of better green and better this and better that. And it has to be, well, we're right in the middle of an election that's going to be announced.
Is that over yet? Is that finally decided, or what's going on? Is today the day?
Right. I think the latest things that I've seen was the NDP is going to hang in there. And, and even if they don't hang in, there'll be a minority government, maybe with the Greens determining. Probably a minority government will be a good thing, right? I mean, we've had minority governments in the past. But the thing is, I noticed in Victoria now, a lot of the people that had purchased the short-term rental and had built them, they're now suing the government. And it's going to be quite a big suit, because they actually, under government regulation, within the local laws, built this purpose-built thing, only to be told, you know, within a year after they built them, that they had to close it. Well, I'm sure you have a lot of that stuff on the other side of the
island. Yeah, and I'm going to touch on that too. And I think that article they were talking about, it's basically they were expropriated. They're basically saying, hey, then you buy it back from us then, because it's not our thing, it's your thing, right? And, you know, I want to move on to condominiums, specifically where I live. There is a ton of condominiums, and anything you read about all over Canada, you know, Toronto, we're reading about that there. We have 9 months of inventory now.
Yeah.
And 170% increase from a year ago. Just a ton of condominiums on the market. And why? For all those reasons, you know, people are leery of tenants now. There's just
laws are, you know, if anybody wants to, just for kicks, if you get your kicks that way. I think people always think, if there wasn't an MLS, you know, what would I do with my spare time?
Yeah. But
there's on Facebook, just look at the Landlord and Tenant Association. It's not an official kind of a group, but it's a Facebook group. And actual landlords are writing what they're experiencing. And it's horrible. It's horrendous. You know, I've been waiting 3 months for a meeting with the tenant board.
Right.
And I got to the meeting, the guy wasn't there, and it was another 2 weeks. The tenant didn't show that. You know, in the meantime, you have tenants in there that sometimes physically run down the place. They haven't paid. You can't get them out. Who wants to be a landlord? So some of the new rules. The other thing is, I noticed, and I said that last week, that some of my realtor friends saying, you know, Ozzy, I'm not showing units that have tenants in them. Because I now get to have 3 months notice. And then actually, if it's now, say it's next week, it's November the 8th. The notice doesn't start till December 1st.
Right.
Then I have 3 months, and they have 3 weeks to this. So what is the possession date? It's February 1. The buyer that is in my car wants to move maybe December 1 or January 1. He doesn't want to be. And so there is. And so now they become unsaleable. As well as very, very difficult to manage. And so all of the ideas that government has, I don't think they sit around the table and see how they can kill us. But their effective outcome is that the buyers are no longer investors. So then why the hell would I invest in a pre-sale? Because it is, I cannot rent it out on a short-term basis. Yeah. We have throughout British Columbia, we have small towns where you can maybe buy a $600,000 very nice condo, really good area, but the rental income would be $2,000 a month. So by no measure is that an investment. So they don't buy it, because on the short-term rental basis, it would have been an investment, right? So some of those rules have the effect, an unintended
consequence. Yeah.
You know, but it's definitely a consequence.
Well, and I think for an owner, you know, for someone getting into the market, you know, it's a great time to get into the condo market. Hey, I'm going to live there and I can negotiate. We're seeing some serious negotiation going on, because what's the investor going to do? To your point, I don't want to put another tenant in. My only lever is price. What else am I going to do? I have to compete. There's 8 or 10 or 12 in the building with me. I was showing condos downtown, and there had to be, I don't know, 10 or 12 in the building, half of them vacant. And you can just tell the buyers, like, geez, why are half of these vacant? I can feel the motivation going out of them like a balloon, right? The air going out of them. They say, well, maybe I'll just go home and I'll just wait and see who gets really motivated, and the price comes down. And then it's a good time if you're going to move in, if you want to downsize and get out of your house, that kind of thing. So I think there's good opportunities. Like that, like any market, there are opportunities. It's just right now for condominiums in particular, I think the owners are really getting hammered on what are they going to do, right?
The thing is, it depends, I think, on your life philosophy. My philosophy has been for I hate to say how long, but more than 40 years, that real estate has always been the best investment you could make. And every year I hear that there's too many realtors in the business. Young people can no longer afford it. I wish I bought 5 years ago, right? There's always this, you know, for 40 years. And I mean, we went through 87
yeah.
crack, 92, we had a 13.5% 5 year term. 13.5% was normal. When I went to 12, we said, yeah. I was on national TV when I was president of Royal LePage, and I said, 11% is a good rate for the family. I believed it, right? We came from 16 or some crazy numbers.
Right.
Whether it was 2007 or any one of those things, when some of those toughest times, had you bought something because of leverage, I mean, in that $1 million house, everybody says the stock market is better. Well, if you have $100,000 and you make 10%, well, you make $10,000. If you have $100,000 invested in a $800,000 condo, you make $80,000 possible profit, right?
Yeah.
You make much
yeah.
bigger, I mean, you double your down payment. And so the point is, if you believe, like I do, that inflation will be the eventual outcome, it always has been, because we owe the world $300 trillion. The US now owes $36 trillion. The cost of the healthcare system in the United States is less than the interest they pay on that debt. Think about it. It is less than the military cost of the United States, which probably has the largest military cost.
Absolutely.
The industries are, and we're no different in Canada or the rest
of
the
world.
No,
we're not different.
How are they ever going to pay it back? They're going to pay it back through inflation. They're going to debase the currency. The currency itself is going to be worthless. So if you believe that, then now is the time you should be out. I mean, you pick a quality realtor, somebody like yourself who really cares. You have more in experience also with older people and retirement and all the issues that people should look at. And take a quality realtor like Ian Thompson or your office that's been around for a long time. You cannot have somebody that practices on you. You have to have somebody that practices their profession. And then, I know it's a horrible word, make some stink bits. You know, right now on the pre-sale side in Vancouver, because the law in British Columbia is that a builder has to have a year only to sell the pre-sales.
Have
the pre-sales, he needs 60% or so from the bank in order to get the loan. He has to sell 60%. Well, right now, we're sort of at the end of the sales period. There was a lousy summer in pre-sales.
Mm-hmm.
Now September, October, but by November, generally it's over. So right now I can get you 12% on your deposit and get you a down payment of 5% and get you 2 years worth of condo fees, 2 years worth of taxes, and a $35,000 discount all on the same units. I mean, hello, who's ever heard deals like that? Well, maybe he won't complete. We are having top-notch builders offering that. Never mind what they're offering as a benefit to a salesperson. I'm not allowed to say this, Ian, but they're offering you $40,000 in Vancouver for selling a $400,000 condo. That's a 10% fee. Now, if I was a savvy buyer, I would say, Mr. Thompson, I'll make this offer, but I wouldn't mind getting a piece of that. Anyways, the point is,
let's be partners.
You see that we don't do that, right? We moan and, oh, it's so bad, everything. Actually, if you like Vancouver Island, I mean, what a place. It's paradise. There's more ocean front to walk on.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've skied the mountains, you know.
Yeah, Mount Washington,
How can you escape? Well, it's a great ski resort. I mean, you have a complete world there. And when you look, everybody looks at Victoria. Of course, Victoria is gorgeous, but it's a city, right?
Yep.
Nanaimo, I think, is great, has a regional hospital for anybody who wants to retire. You know, it's not that old. What is it?
Yeah, and of course, during the campaign, they told us we're getting a new $10 million tower at our hospital. So fingers crossed.
Yeah,
you know how campaigns go, right?
But remember the promises in a campaign. We're still waiting for a lot of the campaign promises that Trudeau made and then dusted off this year.
One of the good things I am seeing, Ozzy, I just want to touch on this too, is the blended families coming together. I was out on the weekend with a family, and it's going to be the daughter who's a professional here in town, and mom and dad, and they're out looking together. They're going to pool their money together. And I think that's, well, there's a couple of things going on as we're all going to live longer and longer. you know, the people moving here aren't typically younger. So we've got people that are going to be living longer and don't want to move into retirement homes yet at this point. They're not inexpensive either, as you know. The one here, the new one in Parksville, it just opened at $7,500 a month with no care. Right? And I had a seller that sold with me 2 years ago, moved up there, moved in, and then they called and said, I got to get out of here. This is crazy. I can still drive. I can still go to my own shopping and cook my own food. 7,500 times 12 times 10 more years. That's a lot of money. Right?
Well, people, as you point out, is an excellent point. We are getting older and live older and we live healthier, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I always want to make a motivational course for old people. That's I decided. And then I said, I don't like old people. I want to be young people, but I know a lot of old people. Yeah. And you wouldn't think so. A 70 of today is maybe the 45 of yesterday. And it's really true in terms of exercise. I mean, I walk on the beach. I'm very happy. I live right on the beach in English Bay in Vancouver. I walk every morning. It could be rain or shine. I'm on a beach, and I you know, it's gorgeous. You know, you look in the harbor. You know, it's just a little paradise. I mean, years ago I took some business partners from Taiwan, and I hired a helicopter, and we flew in the summer to Whistler, and skied. In the morning, then we came down in the afternoon. We went out on my boat and we went fishing. Where can you do that? You know, and on Vancouver Island, you have 10 times more opportunity for the outdoors and a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, and I think that's what keeps, as I mentioned, that's what keeps the values steady. Sure, they're going to have peaks and valleys, but not dramatic drop offs, just because of the things you talked about that keep bringing people here. And therefore they're gonna either move in with their kids are gonna come with them. What can we do together? There's still acreages you can buy, and now of course you can have another carriage house on there for mom and dad or grandpa and grandma or whatever. So a lot of those modifications are going on, and I think that makes sense living here where there is no more a large tracts of land. It's not the prairies where we just dump down some more trees and put another 50 houses up. We don't have anything like that. All we have is infill. Really, you know, take off a corner lot and then now it's a fourplex. But those are pretty tiny. And I noticed those aren't jumping off the shelf here either, as the cost of construction's high, even though the premier said it's possible. But when you actually do the math, it doesn't work.
Well, we did a video with Bill Lidler, who's an expert on what you can put on that 60-foot lot. Well, you know, I had a 30-foot lot. I mean, the sixplex on any kind of a lot. It may be the BC government says, thou shalt do it to the municipality. And then the municipality says, okay, we'll do it. And then like White Rock, they let you build two duplexes with one basement suite. Well, at a duplex, you cannot recover the cost. If you had six individual suites, you could sell, although that might be harder now too. But it has to be make economic sense. The government's perception is all we have to do is say, do this and it'll be great for you. But the person that does an investment is going to say, well, just a minute, why would I want to do that? I've argued for the longest period of time that to build a laneway house in Vancouver, where it costs you $60,000 to $70,000 just to get a permit to help and then put it on your 33-foot lot and take away 40% of your lot, you will lose that amount on your capital gains exemption. Now, everybody says, well, I said, you wouldn't do that. No. The moment you earn income, and you declare the income, of course, you now are in business on that portion of your lot. You can't. And now saying, well, that's not really true. Well, talk to your accountant. I would really urge you to not spend $500,000 building the laneway house to make $3,000 a month in rental income and then lose maybe in some in Vancouver, some of them, they have $1 million capital gain. And now $400,000 of that is immediately taxable. So, you know, it's a new world. But it's a world where you need the experts. You need the experts in a mortgage field. My goodness gracious, on investment mortgages now. The things that you have to do, the banks are tougher. I had dinner there a month ago with one of the major developers, and he's telling me, you know, Ozzy, I used to be able to get a $50 million loan from one bank. Now I need a five-bank consortium to get the financing, right? So things are tougher on everybody in terms of, you know, I don't know what we're expecting. But so now everybody expects the interest rates to go down in December, another 0.5%.
Another 0.5%, yeah.
What do you think?
I Everything I read says that's true. The experts I rely on here in town are say that's true, but yet, you know, unfortunately, the Bank of Canada governor in December is probably going to say, oh, we're going to do it again in January, or we're going to do it again in February. And then they'll go, oh, I'm going to keep waiting. And so every time they kind of, you come to the table and, oh, there's more, and they back up, there's more, and they back up. And that's what my friend Adam was saying here is, that's what he senses from people, is they're just, there's a little uptick in interest, but then to your point, if they're going to keep reducing, I'm just going to wait. I'm just going to wait until they're done reducing.
The market. You know, everybody said, well, when interest rates go down, the market is going to go up. Well, we've had now four interest rate reductions, so 1.4%. And it's certainly not on the mainland. Nothing really has happened. But let make me happy and make our listeners happy. What can I, so if the average price is 800,000, what if I wanted a view, a nice family home? What would be, if $1 million, would that give me that?
Oh, you don't have to spend $1 million anymore. You used to. But when I talked about that 1 million to 1.5 and 121 for sale, okay, we're starting to see some of those 121 go, wait a minute, I got to get out of here. My husband passed away, or there's some compelling reason. And so they're starting to come under that million mark. And like all markets, there's that tipping point. A million is like, oh, that's too much. 995, oh, that's better. That's better. I feel better. It is. Real estate's about, how do I feel? How do I feel about this? Well, I don't feel good at 1.1, but at 995, I start to feel better. So I think you can get Ocean View homes here definitely for under 950 now. Starting to get more options.
But to me, that may be expensive to you, right? You're in a market where the average is 800. But when the average is at 2 million, well, 1.5 million is almost, you know, throughout Canada, it's not no longer what it used to be.
I mean, no.
And so if I can go get a home at 950, let's say, with a view in a small town like where you're saying we have a hospital, you have the ferry right there. So
yeah, we got the new fast ferry now. That's a big deal, that Hello Ferry. Have you ever been on that yet? It's great.
What exactly is it?
Well, they're doing that. It's, you know, back, no cars, so it's in competition with BC Ferries, fortunately. These guys are great. And I say that because they've already, if you go down to their terminal, it's right downtown in Nanaimo, you can see when they're going to have extra sailings for a Canuck game, you know, for Taylor Swift. They're going to hold the ferry so you can get back. That was always the issue for island people.
Yeah.
I got to get a hotel. And you know, Ozzy, what's a hotel in Vancouver? 600, 700? Yeah, 800. I don't know. Like, it's crazy money. So I think this has been great for that back and forth, adding to the draw of being here. I mean, sure, I can take a helicopter if I have to, but this is regular service. My wife and I have been on it a few times. It's really good, and I think it's having an impact here.
Well, and that's the key. You may be on an island, but it's a very accessible island. I used to have three offices in Victoria, and I had two offices in Nanaimo, and I flew right into the harbor. I mean, I'm not sure exactly what the costs are now, but in those days, it wasn't really that much out of line when you consider I could go in there, have lunch with the managers, make a little speech, and then be back before 5 o'clock in Vancouver, right? Or if I stayed even overnight. And with the ferries on a regular basis and now a faster ferries, you're not far away. The other thing is, it's not all old people that live on Nanaimo. You have actually a fairly young base that takes their work with them to Nanaimo from wherever they come, right?
Yeah.
Today's world, we're on the computer. I do more work, paid work on my computer than I did ever before, right? So the new COVID, terrible COVID thing, actually did a lot of the things that I used to travel to. I make more speeches now in Toronto, being here in Vancouver, than I did before when I had to fly back and forth. So
there's
a lot of people that say, look, I want to have a different lifestyle. I know a young mortgage broker that went to Edmonton to live and for lifestyle. He says, I'm living on a ranch. You know, I paid $750,000. I sold my $1.5 million house.
Yeah.
I'm mortgage free. And he says, we're learning to love the cold, you know. And so when you go to Vancouver Island, you can do exactly that, and you don't have to worry about the cold. I don't think you see any snow there. No.
If we do, it's very minimal. Yeah, well, we're very lucky. Yeah, we're very lucky that way, for sure. Mm-hmm.
So generally speaking, then the people that are coming to you, are they locals, or are people still coming from the mainland to buy?
Yeah, people are still coming from the mainland. I think this year we've had more, you know, to your point about going to Alberta, we've had a fair number of people say, hey, it's time for our young family to, this is crazy because of lifestyle, you know, the story you just told. I had someone sell their house for 900 and go to Edmonton for 450, 475. Yeah. Same story. Now I'm mortgage free and I can do more things with my kids. Maybe one of the spouses can stay home. I don't know. It just opens up more options for them. So having said that, I think you're right about the, I have my phone. I can bring my job anywhere. We've got someone looking that's coming from Winnipeg, where I used to live, oddly enough. And he works for Google. And he can live anywhere he wants, and he's picking the island, and he's been to Nanaimo. And so, you know, we're excited about those opportunities that bring people with a whole different work focus and skill and energy to our town. So we're excited about that kind of thing.
Well, I think that, so you have lifestyle, you have a great environment, you may think the prices are high, but everybody that's in the lower mainland, they're going to say, you know, maybe you should take a look. Well, if you do want to take a look at Nanaimo, give Ian a call and take a look behind the description below. We have his contact information, his email.
Great.
And I'm sure you will be well served and find that dream home or the holiday home.
So Ian, you bet.
Thank you very much for joining.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.